serving communities in northern and central Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. This is Aspirus Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
Feeding your infant seems like a simple idea, and it generally is. The American Academy of Pediatrics state that breast milk is the best food for infants for the first 6 months of life. My guest today is Tricia Steffen. She's a registered nurse, certified lactation counselor, and prenatal coordinator for Aspirus Medford. Welcome to the show, Tricia. So when should a woman start planning on breastfeeding? Should she do that before she has her baby?
Yes, absolutely. Breastfeeding gets off to the best start when women have at least a little bit of background on it and a general idea of what to expect. Those first few days after baby's born can be a whirlwind and a flight of emotions for the mom. You think about how they felt during pregnancy, with some of the first signs being the hormone surges. Same thing happens right after postpartum. As soon as that baby and placenta are delivered, a huge hormone shift occurs, and that's actually what kicks in milk production and can make life a little bit difficult sometimes. So having a good understanding of what the demands are and what the expectations are for breastfeeding ahead of time will help get mom and baby off to a better start.
So mom has the baby, and then what? When should that first feeding occur?
That first feeding is recommended to occur within the first hour. So breastfeeding gets off to its best start when we can allow mom and baby to have skin-to-skin contact. Baby's placed directly on mom's abdomen and near the breast and allowed to explore and get to know mom for that first hour. And when we allow babies to go through this process instead of trying to force them to or taking them to another room to be weighed and getting all those things that aren't necessarily super important right that minute, breastfeeding gets off to its best start. Mom and baby bond to go through the natural steps, natural processes that they have. And relying on those instincts to find the breast really seems to solidify breastfeeding in the beginning.
So when they're latching on, that first latching, and for the first few days, some women have described difficulty with that latching. What do you tell them as your best advice to get them, give them a little help for that?
Sure. Those first few days, and I encourage moms, use that full stay in the hospital and try to limit your visitors. It's, you know, a new thing for you and the baby. So having a ton of visitors come in, I know they're excited to see that baby, but this is your only time to have all this staff there to help you. So try to think about that. Having a visitor come at home with a meal or to fold a basket of laundry is a much better plan than having them come during your two-day learning period. But I often tell moms that very first latch, that very first breastfeeding, it may not look perfect, and I'm not too worried about it. Babies, that very first one, only nurse for usually a few minutes, so it's not something that's going to be very critical. After that baby gets a good belly full and a good rest, and mom gets a rest after delivery, those next feedings will start working on that. And that's where learning ahead of time what a good latch should look like is helpful. Knowing that the nipple needs to be placed in the top third of the mouth and that it's not a bullseye. You shouldn't be placing that nipple right in the middle where the tongue rubs. That's often where pain will come from and where moms will say pain, breastfeeding was painful. It absolutely shouldn't be. If there's pain, then you need to get some help and have somebody help assess that for you. And just usually a few slight little movements can make that a lot more comfortable for you and baby.
Is there a certain way to hold the baby that you like?
You know, I know that we have a lot of holds and their names. I think it's a football and a cross cradle. And I tell moms, I really don't care about that. I really honestly, if the baby's upside down and that's what's working for you guys, great, go for it. But there are some things that are important, and that would be tummy to tummy and having the baby's nose in line with the belly button, you know, in midline. We don't turn and look over our shoulder to drink a glass of water, and we don't have our chin tucked down to our chest to take a drink. So if I always tell moms, think about you taking a big chug or a shot or whatever it is where you think you're trying to drink something fast. It's usually straightforward and tipping that head back, and that's something the baby needs to be able to do well, to open the mouth wide enough to take in that whole area around the nipple.
So how often should a woman breastfeed in that first up to a year that the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends, and how does a woman know that the baby's hungry?
Yeah, there's lots of little feeding cues and a lot of recommendations out there. American Academy of Pediatrics does recommend breastfeeding exclusively for the first 6 months of life. That's saying no extra cereals, no bottles, no extra food, and then up to a year and beyond if you and baby are comfortable. As far as often, if we're talking in the 24 hours, the first 3 to 4 months of life, a baby should breastfeed 10 to 12 times in 24 hours. So that's not saying watch the clock and hitting it on every 2 hours. It's looking for those feeding cues and knowing when baby's hungry. And one of the best times in the beginning to get baby started off breastfeeding well is to do that when the baby's eyes are actually closed, but you can see the eye movement underneath. That baby is not asleep at that time. They're in a distant alert state, and they go off of instinct more than when their eyes are open and all of a sudden they're distracted with this new world around them. So I often encourage moms, don't try to wake the baby. Don't try to make them open their eyes. It often will make it more difficult and you may irritate them, which makes it very hard to get a good latch at that point. So when that baby's resting, the eyes are starting to move, bring that baby to breast. You can't force feed a breastfed baby. They have to suck. They have to actually suck to get the milk out. So it's not like holding a bottle there and they're going to drink because there's no choice. You know, it's going to drip, they swallow, it makes another drip, they swallow, and eventually they just kind of have to do it. But if that baby's not hungry, then they won't do it. If they are, always offer the breast first. If baby's fussy, baby becomes alert, baby's moving hers or his hands to the mouth or pulling arms and legs in close, those are signs that baby's hungry. A good sign that baby's full is when those arms and legs kind of fall off to the side, and we almost say that's like passed out milk drunk, where they just look so comfortable and restful, they're not ready to eat anything at that point. But anything other than a deep sleep is a good time to try to feed baby.
How do you tell if your baby's getting enough milk?
Is what comes out. And I know that's hard. We don't have any gauges on our breasts, no full and empty tank there. So when... You know, often you'll go home from the hospital with a little chart, or you'll wonder why everybody's always asking, how often does that baby wetting and pooping its diapers? And within a week, that baby should probably be having about 5 to 8 wet diapers in a day. And if we're hitting that and baby's actually increasing in weight, then we're doing really well. That's all that we need to know, is what goes in must come out. And if we're at those levels, then usually 3 to 4 bowel movements a day. That's another side note with breastfed babies. Bowel movements are usually just a little smear, a little yellow smear in the diaper, and that counts. So that's one bonus. They're not big, stinky, foul diapers that we have to contend with.
And when we get home, when the woman gets home, give her some of your best advice for breastfeeding and finding that place of quiet and getting her partner or her spouse involved in this process.
Yes. For getting the spouse involved, that's a huge step, and I encourage them to go to prenatal classes, go to breastfeeding classes, and review some of the information that mom might be looking at ahead of time so they understand what this entails. Those babies don't know what night and day is, and often when you're pregnant, most moms will say they feel like the baby's more active at night. That's because you're up walking around, lullabying and rocking that baby to sleep in your belly, so as soon as they come out, they're used to being awake at night, so don't be surprised. Plus, we're trying to feed 10 to 12 times in 24 hours, so that doesn't allow for a good stretch of sleep. And the first few weeks to even months, babies really should be awake at least every 3 hours to eat. If not, then I might be a little bit concerned. So when you get home, find that comfortable chair, someplace that you can touch the floor and be able to readjust yourself back. Have a little basket of goodies next to you. That was something that I didn't know the first time. And then once you get comfortable and you just need that snack or a drink and it's out of reach and nobody's there and you don't want to disturb that baby, it's a good idea to have a little snack table next to you or basket full of goodies. And the other thing, button-down shirts or bathrobes. Having that baby access skin-to-skin really helps breastfeeding. It helps them bond with you. And if they're fussy, that is one way to reset that baby. The little reset button is skin-to-skin and putting that head right over the heart and letting them hear that again. And usually you'll get a crying baby to stop crying pretty quickly.
So wrap it up with your best advice for new moms and their partners in breastfeeding and really the best way for them to tell that baby is getting enough and to make it comfortable for mom as well.
Sure. Start early. I don't tell my moms that just find out they're pregnant to obsess about it and learn everything, but by about the end of the second trimester, you should start reviewing a little bit. Talk with family or friends that have been successful breastfeeders and talk with your new pediatrician, and if there's a lactation counselor available where you see your provider, to check in with them ahead of time and get some education. Then use any resources in the hospital. Have somebody come in and check before you go home. Does this look good? If you're experiencing pain, start over. Break that latch and start over again and get some help to make sure things are going well and find out what's not working. And then making sure that that baby is having wet and dirty diapers, usually about 6 or more wet diapers per day and 3 to 4 poopy diapers per day, and having that baby go in and get their checkups. There are several checkups very early. Usually we have moms come in 48 hours after delivery to check on weight and breastfeeding, and then baby's in by 2 weeks for their first checkup with their doctor. By that 2-week mark, a breastfed baby should be moving back towards birth weight, and if not, then we have to look at what's not working. And so making your appointments and sticking to them is very important.
Thank you so much, Tricia, for being with us today. You're listening to Aspirus Health Talk, and for more information, you can go to aspirus.org. That's aspirus.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.